Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as you dial. Sin City Radio.
Father Time was good, dog. SinCity.Scoop.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Scoop.com. I'm just agreeing with LaFonda. I mean, if I see something nice or see something that was like, you know what, I mean, this might spice up the relationship, yeah, I'm going to buy it.
As well you should. I mean, I didn't understand that from jump, man. I mean, what woman doesn't want a man, you know, to surprise her with little shit here and there? You know what I'm saying? That just means we're thinking about you.
That means something wrong with that female. That's all that is. Evidently, she must don't see herself as attractive or something. Something wrong.
I don't know, but hey. I mean, female that don't want, if she don't want me to buy shit, I'm cool with that, too. I'm straight up. I'm cool with it, too. You don't want me to spend no money? I'm fine. I'm cool. You going to buy everything? Shit, that's gravy. That's a man's dream.
Oh, I see we got somebody else calling in. Caller.
Your phone breaking in and out.
Who mine is?
Hello? Yeah, it was. Okay, I can hear you.
Who is this?
This is Selena.
How you doing, Selena?
Hey, y'all. Now, what's the subject? I couldn't hardly hear. What's the subject? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the subject was, okay, last night, you know what I'm saying? I was told that, I mean, you're not a real man if you go to the store and go out and buy, like, let's say, if I seen some lingerie or something that I liked on you, that I'm like, okay, this look good on Selena. I'm not a real man because I shouldn't go out and buy stuff like that. I should leave that up to you.
Oh, wow. That's that hood rat shit.
Damn.
No, I'm
okay.
I mean, hey, if that's
explain to me the hood rat thing.
No, that was a joke. No,
that's just her opinion.
That's just her opinion. But, I mean, shit, I don't care what he bad, as long as he bad. I don't care, lingerie or whatever. I don't think that make him less of a man.
Neither do I.
Not at all. That's the first time I heard that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Me too. Yeah, that
is. She was on the show a while, and she said that makes you, you know, a man.
Yeah, y'all was on the show wild and out last night for real. Like, that joke's funny as hell.
Really?
That's what old girl was like, that is nasty to, she was like, I don't want no real dick, I want fake dick. But she said that I was more toked.
What the fuck? What? How did I miss that show?
Girl, you
she
want
a fake dick.
Okay.
Hey, go to SandCity.Spruce.com. You can archive it.
Oh, my God.
You can hear
she
it.
She want a fake dick. What's a fake dick? A dildo?
Yes. She said it can't get her no diseases. It can't get her pregnant. Just use a condom, honey, because they ain't nothing like the real thing.
Oh, my God.
But
another
she only had
condom.
One dick in her life, though.
Oh, well,
yeah, she
you
did
know.
Say that.
She only had one dick in her life, so.
Oh, well, she ain't had no fake dick.
She ain't had no real dick. She needs the real thing. Yeah.
What, she like women?
No,
she said she likes fat booties now.
I mean, damn,
yeah.
She need a hug. She need a hug. What the hell?
She need a man to put it on.
I don't get it. Right. I mean, damn. Oh, that's deep. God, I don't
okay,
know.
But let me ask you ladies a question.
What?
Okay, in y'all eyes, in y'all own words, what constitutes a real man to you? What's a real man to you?
A real man to me, oh, you mind if I go first? A real man to me is somebody that going to always make sure, how can I put it, not sound. A real man to me is somebody that's going to put me and my kids first among his selfish needs. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah, and, you know, going to provide. Not take care of, you know, not necessarily, you know, have to hold all the weight financially and emotionally, but shit, who gonna hold me down like I'm gonna hold him down?
Exactly.
Okay. What about you, LaFonda?
somebody who got my back the same way I got his, will put my needs before his, of course, my kids' needs, and somebody who can take care of home and put it down in the bedroom.
Right, and not no damn insecure. Nobody wants the insecure guy.
Exactly.
Or the man with all the heartbreaks. I don't want nobody's damn heartbreaks.
I don't want nobody's extra baggage. It's okay to bring baggage into a relationship. Don't bring no extra baggage. That's just
I don't want to hear nothing about your ex-girlfriend, what she did, how she cheated, who she fucked, who she fucked, why she fucked, when she fucked.
Okay, hold on a second. I want to come back to that. I want to come back to that one, but we got somebody new to the show. Carla, what's happening?
What's up with you, man?
Oh, shit.
What's up? Who this?
This is Lamar, man.
Who? What's cracking,
man? Lamar.
Who?
Lamar, man.
What's up? His name is Lamar.
Okay. All right, Lamar, I'm going to start with you.
Lamar.
L-A-M-A-R, Lamar.
Right.
All
right, I'm going to start with you, bro. What's a real woman to you? What's your definition of a real woman?
My definition of a real woman or whatnot is one that's going to sit up there and they're going to back down, know when to be quiet, but at the same time, will not be right
okay,
there
yeah,
for their man.
Okay, stop talking now. Stop talking. You might stop talking.
Because
you sound like
stop
a
totally
fan pig.
Whoa, hold on, ladies. Hold on, baby.
He sounds like a totally fan pig.
Come on now. Let's be respectable. That man got a right to speak his opinion.
Look, a woman or whatnot gonna sit up there or whatnot, she gonna go to work or whatnot, but at the same time will not make time for her man. When she make time for her man or whatnot, like I said, they gonna do what they gonna do, but at the same time will not, like I said, a woman need to know her place too. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, so that means she gonna be in line. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, but at the same time will not have her rights to say or do what the fuck she wanna do. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real.
Okay, all right. All right, what's your definition of a real woman to you?
A woman that's able to take care of you and home. One that doesn't,
that's all I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, take care of me, you know what I'm saying, but not the same time what I said.
I'm not saying take care, I'm saying take care of home with the respect issue in it.
Take care of home or whatnot, but like I said, it got to be respectful or whatnot because you got to know. You got to know 100% or whatnot that the man still should run his organization. You know what I'm saying? He should run his home. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Yeah, that's true. The man is the king of the castle.
Yeah, like I said, that's what it is. He's the king of the castle, you know what I'm saying? So therefore, by him being the king of the castle or whatnot, he should be able to run his home or whatnot at the same time or whatnot. His woman, I mean, she do got to say so. Like I said, I'm not going to say that if she don't. She got to say so, but at the same time, or not, when it's time to put it to the side, put that little attitude and all the other bullshit to the side or whatnot, you know what I'm saying, then you know when. You know when to do it.
Okay.
All right, now, what's your definition, man? Give me yours.
Can I say something? It's not so much my definition, man, but I got to ask this one question. All right, Lamar, I hear you talking, right? But
right.
What if you fucking up? I mean, does she still got it?
If you fucking up, boy, now that's a whole different story. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, shit, you fucking up. That's one thing. But if you hold your household down, you know what I'm saying? That's the way your household supposed to be run. Like I said, now, a nigga that's fucking up, that's something totally fucking different, though. You know what I'm saying? Like
I
mean, shit.
But on his defense, he said to know when. To know when. And when not to. Not just, because nowadays there's a lot of women that's be disrespectful. I ain't saying a lot. I don't know if it's a young age, but it's a lot.
All right, now, hold on, fellas. Hold on for a second, dog. All right, fellas, I'm going to bring the ladies back in, so y'all be ready to defend yourselves. Now, go ahead, what you about to say, man?
No, that's what's up. Go ahead, do what you do. I ain't tripping on it.
All right,
now,
Kat, what did you go ahead on?
No, I was just saying I see Janine then called in. Janine, what's up?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Chilling. All right, now Janine, we got LaFonda, we got Selena. Now, I don't know if you heard everything that was just said, Janine.
No, I didn't.
Oh, Okay, Lamar said that sometimes a woman needs to just stay in her place, in so many words. Understand that he's the king of the castle.
I agree.
Thank you, baby.
So you do.
Thank you, baby. That's all I want to hear. Thank you. I appreciate that, Pooh.
Okay. I'm just trying to give everybody a chance. All right, now, LaFonda.
It's not so much. It's the first thing that came out of his mouth that a woman should stay in her place. First of all, if a man not doing what he's supposed to do, I'm not going to sit there and say stay in my place. That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
That's what I'm saying, though, boo. Look, if a man ain't doing what he's supposed to do, then you're right. You ain't supposed to sit up there and sit still.
Why
you got this man
sitting
up here?
Equally.
Right. I understand that.
A king and a queen, not just a king. What?
But if a man's not there and he doing everything he's supposed to, I mean, for you, for the kids and everything else, then that wife would not just sit up there and she's supposed to, then that's one right there is when she's supposed to sit up there and do what she's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what complaints do you get? He doing everything.
It's still supposed to be equal.
We're not equal. If that's not an equal thing, I don't know what it is. Because, like I said, if I sit up there and I take care of everything, you ain't got to spend your money for shit. You ain't got to spend your money for nothing. Then why the hell or whatnot shouldn't you do? No, I ain't saying do what I say. I'm saying it would not just make me happy, though. You know what I'm saying? Please me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's not a problem, but it's supposed to be a two-way street. You want me to do, I can do the same thing. Remember, women have jobs, too.
I understand that, but in this day and time, would not most females would not just want to sit up there and think they can run a nigga.
Okay, no, I don't think that. I work every day. I don't think I should run a man, but yeah, it should be equal.
You're right.
And I'm gonna keep all in it.
You just saying
right
there. Where's you from? Because you should be my boo anyway.
Yeah, everything that sounds good don't mean it's good either. Just because a man saying, "Oh yeah, I'm
Jenny,
gonna do everything
right.
for you," how you know he not putting his hands on you?
Your name Jenny, right? Hello.
Y'all better quit hitting each other. For me, you be fine.
This is Jenny, right?
This is Jenny. Okay. Hold up.
I had a question on that conversation you just had. We steady saying, What do a man or a woman supposed to do then? What they supposed to do in a relationship?
Yeah,
y'all saying they supposed to listen. I keep hearing two different things, but what do you really expect from that relationship then?
I want somebody to make me happy.
Equal ground.
Hold on, we're gonna. I'm gonna start out with that. Which is surprising to me. Selena's been very quiet about it.
I'm just listening. You know, I've never really been in a relationship, so I can't really speak up on shit. I don't know about.
Let me tell you something. This is right here. This is Lamar talking right now. I haven't been in a relationship
in almost 6 years, so I really, you know, I'm just trying to listen. I'm listening.
Well, baby, look. Well, listen to
hey,
this.
Cass,
I just got out of a 14-year relationship. I've been married for five of them, and I bullshit you not. It got me nowhere. Why? Because I held everything down in my house. But this woman was not she was not sitting up there doing what she supposed to did. So the marriage and relationship ended. That's 14 years.
What was it that she was supposed to have been doing? Can I ask?
Yeah, please. What was she supposed to have been doing?
Yeah.
I mean, shit. First of all, it would not just lower the damn mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I mean, look. If I'm sitting up there, if I'm taking care of you, you ain't got to spend not one damn dollar. You getting your rent paid. You getting your damn condo paid.
Let me stop you right quick.
Go ahead, boo.
You saying you doing all this financially, though, but you know us as women are emotional creatures. So did you hit her in the emotional spots? Did you tell her how much she was loved?
So it's not taking you out to dinner and,
no,
and getting your nails done, your
no.
hair, your hair done, all that shit. That don't matter for nothing. So that mean I was just doing all this shit for nothing then, right?
I mean, if you were just getting her hair and nails done, and, you know, she can get her ass up and do the same thing, but I'm just saying, though, we can both have jobs and stuff, but I'm saying, is that all you was providing was financially and taking her out to dinner? You know, did y'all have a good communication? Because at the end of the day, if you're not communicating, then you really don't, you know, it's nothing there.
We communicated, like I said, she was the crazy motherfucker. Like I said, boom, I provided.
But you blame
everything.
It on her like you ain't had nothing to do
everything.
With it.
Everything. You say what?
You blame it all on her like you ain't had nothing to do with it. Like you, okay, first of all, you got her accustomed to that lifestyle. You let her, you kept on doing it instead of you saying that I can't always do this. How about you, we go 50-50 sometimes?
Why? I mean, but 50-50, it wasn't no 50-50 thing or whatnot. Like, everything was 100 to nothing.
See, that's exactly
you know what
I'm
saying?
That,
I did all
that. Exactly what was wrong.
Oh, well, that's the problem.
That's exactly what's wrong.
That's the problem. Everybody should contribute. That's why I told my friend, she wonder why her man cheat on her and all this stupid shit, because you're doing too much for him. You got him laying up, he ain't paying rent, and he getting served a hot plate in bed all day long. You been worked an 18-hour shift, and you serving dinner?
Yeah,
girl,
you know what's wrong with that nigga?
Because she doing too much.
Hey, what is wrong with that? But that's that nigga.
Because
his ass
ain't worked all day. That's what's wrong with it. Shit.
But what about when I work all day?
If I work all damn day, if I work all day and your ass been laying in the bed and I serve you, then I guarantee you better not eat it. How about that?
And you know what, baby? That's what it's about. I bullshit you not. I put you to court. That's from a woman's point of view. What about when I work all fucking day? When I go out there and I just do me a fucking 12-hour shift,
and
then I come home all
night.
But it's not like you getting mad because we telling you the truth. You told us what you been doing.
Truth,
we telling you what you're
doing. What you did? See, no, that's what you fucked up with your man.
Actually, I'm not fucking up anything with man.
Because look, I got mine.
Yeah.
I had mine straight. Like I said, look, I thought my household was pretty more electric because I did all that shit. And fuck good.
Exactly. Did you really get to know her before you started doing all that crap? No. Probably not.
Did you really know her? This right here is 14 years. This right here ain't no fucking one 2 year big. You know what I'm saying? This right here is 14 years.
It could be 14 years.
I've been with
really
somebody for 10 years and they still don't know me. Shit.
I'm
only showing what I want them to know.
Okay, so you know what? Everybody gets Lamar tonight, right?
No, I'm not against you, honey. I feel you on what you said. I'm just giving you our point of view a little bit, you know. We are not even saying the same thing.
Who is this right here?
Why? Because if you cussing me, I'm cussing back.
I'm cussing you, boo. Come on, man. I'm asking your name.
That was a joke. I'm just saying. This
I know.
Selena.
Okay, well, look, Selena, look. I bullshit you not. If you give me that chance and you say you everything that you is, and I know everything I am or whatnot, then we gonna see where the fuck this shit goes.
Okay, leave your number with Cass.
I give it to you right now.
Hold on.
Hold on, Lamar. Calm down, Lamar.
I ain't saying nothing.
I'm just saying.
I'm not hostile. I said I give her my number and look, we can get off this L. And we can talk straight up. Shit. You or me gonna take that fucking plane trip.
I know that's right. Nah, okay, I ain't gonna interrupt anymore. Go ahead, baby.
Nah, goddamn, Lamar, calm down. Now, what I was gonna say is.
I ain't hear nothing.
I'll talk to you.
No, it ain't, baby.
Now, we put y'all in the private room and change numbers. But now, what I do is, I wanna hear somebody's interview.
City. Y'all finna hang up on me?
No.
Oh, dear.
So I was calling right back. I'm sorry. Go ahead, fellas. I'm sorry. I quit.
That's funny. I like that. Go ahead, man. Make your point, dog. Why you got some time? All
right, you think?
I'm here.
All right, Christine. From my opinion, you agree with Lamar right out the gate, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just out of curiosity, I mean, because as soon as he said that, LaFonda exploded. She exploded. She was ready to go on to be quiet and everything. So, I mean, why did you agree just right out the gate? I'm just asking, why did you agree?
Because we're not equal as men and women. We just not. And no matter how much we do as women, no matter how much more we give and whatever we do, we're not equal. We were not made to be equal. And I'm just looking at it from, like, the God's point of view, if that's what people want to call it. That's how I was raised. We are helpmates. That's what we are. And if that's what you choose, you know, people always saying, you know, he's not wrong for doing everything he was doing for her. It maybe it was miscommunication. He was doing what he was supposed to do. Now, I don't know the whole dynamics of their relationship or anything, but him taking care of the household and stuff like that is what he was supposed to do. Now, that other part on communication and I don't know whatever else is going on, I don't know what broke that down, but as far as, you know, men and women being equal, we're not equal. So I don't care what women do, what more, you can be the strongest bodybuilder, whatever you try to do, you can work 3 jobs, we are not equal. So it don't matter. That's how I feel.
Okay.
Damn, Cash, I like this girl.
I like the girl of yours. Hey,
okay.
Hey, but so what you said, you have no problem with saying, okay, well, you're the man of the house, you know, you're the man, I'm the woman, and therefore the man is the head of the house. You have no problem with that.
If I don't have a strong man, I see that man as being weak. Okay,
that's right.
And as the woman, I'm either going to try to push him to be the stronger one because I don't want to be the stronger one. I'm always the strong one. I'm the one that takes care of everything. I'm the leader at work. I do a lot of stuff where I'm the strong one, but that's not what my role is. That's not what I want it to be. So when I get into a relationship with somebody, they need to be stronger than me. You see what I'm saying? They have to be the strong one, and I'll step back. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I see what you're saying. I feel that.
I feel that.
Hold on, dog. Janine?
Yes.
This is for you. Because what you said was that shit was real. For real. A lot of women need to listen to what you just said, straight up.
Yep.
So I'm going to give you applause on that one. Because some women don't know their place. Some women think just because they run their house, you know what I mean, they may make more money than the man or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that still don't, I mean, that still doesn't put you in a man's place.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, he's still a man and you're still a woman.
At
the end of the day.
Yeah.
So I agree with what you said 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is killing LaFonda.
And I'm finna let her. I still want to hear her what she got to say. LaFonda, where you at, baby?
I'm right here. It is not killing me. I'm just saying I don't want to be beneath man either because I've had a man step all over me and think like, okay, you beneath me. I don't want him to think that either. We should be equals. Like I work every day, you work every day. You ain't got to pay all my bills the same way I got to pay all yours. I do want to start
me though. That wasn't the right man for you. That's all.
Yeah,
that
all
that
men
was
not like
not,
that.
He was not. That's what I'm saying. All men are not like that. That man wasn't for you. That don't mean that we still don't. We don't still have our places
in relationships. That's all I'm saying. We still have our places.
And that's true. All men aren't like that because I'm perfect.
I'm hurting it because I did meet a great guy, and he's not like that at all. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I'm saying, okay, LaFonda, now. Lamar had an interesting point. I mean, if he's the sole provider and you are working, your money is your money. He's letting you have your money. He's letting you have your money to do whatever it is that you're supposed to do. Now,
but is he
emotional
support?
Okay,
what you mean by emotional? Is he sexually there? Any of that? That don't really count.
Ooh. Hold on now, because you know I gotta say this, because you know I hear a lot of women, and not to say the women on our show tonight, but and y'all hear it too, because I know y'all got these friends. You know what I'm saying? Everything is all about dollars. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta look at it. If it's all about a dollar to you. You gotta get some of this bullshit you gonna have to deal with.
Well,
I mean,
but it's not all about a dollar to me, because I care a fucking less what a man has in his pocket, because I can take care of myself.
Okay, now
that's
hold
my
up.
Deal.
I didn't say LaFonda, I did not say you. I said you probably know somebody. So now think about, and I'm gonna tell you, just like us, just like when it comes down to the men, the bad outweighs the good when it comes down to women, too. Because for every one woman that says, I can stand up and I can do this and I can do that and I can be right, it's 10 of y'all that's saying, fuck that. Girl, you better get that motherfucking money from that dude. You better do this. You better do that. So
and I hear that every
really...
day. I hear that
right,
every
so
day.
You...
My friends tell me that awesome every day. Bro, if he ain't got no keys driving a Lexus or better, I can't talk to him.
That's crazy.
That's the whole point. What I'm trying to make. You can't sit there and say that. Okay, I mean the emotional. Because a lot of people don't even give a fuck about the emotional. I don't give a. LaFonda, if you one more time say that, we're not talking about you. We're not talking about you. Now what we're talking about is the women who that. Hey. I don't give a fuck. And like I said, I know y'all know people that's like, you know what, I don't give a fuck what he do. Long as all my bills get paid and I get this and I get that. I mean, come on.
That's a great point, man. Well, hold on before anybody respond to that. We got a few people listening in. If y'all want to jump in the conversation, all you got to do is push one and we'll bring you in. Please continue on with the show.
And Cass, what you was making, that one that get that Lexus, they want the Lexus and stuff, that's the one that going to dog them the most, because if he can get one, he got two and three other ones that he might not have to take that bullshit from.
Exactly.
I mean, you're right, though, fam. You're right. But the whole thing is, though, you got certain niggas who are not out here for real. I mean, like, these niggas who are not... They sit up there and they ain't got the Lexus, but they go their ass to work hard to death every motherfucking day. I'm talking about 10 hour shifts. And then, like I said, they woman ain't got to spend shit. You know what I'm saying? And they still fucking complaining. How the fuck, you know what I'm saying? They going to sit up there and complain about some shit like that.
You can't.
Because
most women don't want that.
You still have to have
it ain't about the money. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's the respect. That's the way I look at it. It's all about respect. Because if I do all that shit for you, goddamn, you can't at least sit up there and then just calm your ass down and be a fucking woman.
Ooh.
And I see nothing in shit. What the fuck?
He's not angry. He's just expressing himself. That's all. I don't think it's anger.
No, I ain't no anger. Be a woman, you know what I'm saying? Sit up there with not down. If you ain't got to spend none of your money, why you can't sit up there and attend to my needs or whatnot? If you ain't earned for none, your whole paycheck.
Can I ask you a question? The chick that you was in a relationship with for 14 years, was you her friend before you became in a relationship with her? I'm just curious.
Oh, man, look. I was with her 8 years.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, I was with her 8 years or not before I even proposed. Like I said,
no, I'm talking about was you her friend? Was you her friend? Like friend before y'all start dating? Before y'all slept together?
But I know where that's going. This right here is going to where now. Like I didn't know her yet.
You
know what I'm saying? But look, like I said, I knew her. I knew, and I ain't gonna lie, I knew she was crazy as hell too. I knew she was crazy as hell.
Yeah, you can tell you got that car note.
Oh, that's fucked up. I ain't gonna lie, you know what I'm saying? That's fucked up, man. That's real talk.
She got you on that one, man.
She got you. You know what? I ain't even talking about that, though. You know what? Because we still going to be on this conversation one night. Won't you see what you could do with me?
Wait. I can't hear. What happened?
No, I tell you what. We're going to go to a song, y'all. When we come back, Selena, we'll fill you in. How about that? Is that all right?
Okay.
Ooh, she sounds so cute, though.
I really am, right?
I swear to God.
Make you laugh. What?
MySpace? Come to SinCityBashBoots.com where you can get away with hollering at as many bitches as you want. Peace.
I'm trying to see, like, you know what I'm saying, you're going to give me a chance or something.
You said what?
Hey, you say you can do what the fuck you say you're going to do. Let's make it last forever. Shit, that shit don't play fast shit.
Calm down. We got somebody new on the show, man. We trying to break the meat, all right? Calm down.
Y'all crazy.
What's up?
Won't be your last time, man, because we keep it real on here, man. All right, hit him up with the topic, dog. All
right, hey, what's going down, Jay, man? How you be, dog? This game.
All right. What's up, man?
All right, now, man, check this out, man. We got a topic going on, man, and I would love to hear from a male point of view. All right, man. I mean, my man Lamar, he...
What is that noise?
Somebody's driving.
That's good. It's me.
I said somebody driving, man. I ain't say what's good, man.
He said it's him. All right, go ahead with him, man.
All right, Jay, check this out, dog. I mean, my man Lamar, I guess he's going through a divorce or whatnot. Now, he said he was a provider for his wife. He thinks me is talking about everything. He did it all. So now my thing to you, Jay, is okay. What type of advice would you get
for a man that's done everything?
That he did it all.
I mean, right. But same time, was she employed?
Yeah, she had a job.
Okay, now I'm doing everything relationship, and I'm saying she ain't doing nothing. Then hey. Holla at her, you know what I'm saying? See you later.
Okay. But now, she was working. She was employed, but he still footed all the bills. Her money was her money.
Ooh. Shit.
All right,
bro. Whoa. He said, ooh, shit.
That's a whole nother ball game. Some men like doing that, though. But some men
You know what, though, man? I'm saying real talk, though. You know what I'm saying? I was in the same situation, though. And because I did everything, you know what I'm saying, for whatever. But at the same time, I mean, now you got to learn. You know what I'm saying? I'm a mom, so you live and you learn. But at the same time, I'll never, ever do it all. It's supposed to be 50-50, period. And it's 50-50. I ain't digging it.
Okay, Jay, now let me ask you. Would it be a 50-50? I mean, would it be 50-50, do you feel like y'all equal, or do you feel like you the man of the house? You still, even though it's 50-50, you still the man of the house.
I'm still the man of the house, period.
Okay, that's what's up.
My thing is, I mean, You know what I mean? A man is a man, period. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're wearing a skirt, something wrong.
I feel you on that, brother. I really do feel you on that. Now, I'm going to put LaFonda in because she begs to differ with that. So, I'm LaFonda. Oh,
yeah.
Now, come on, LaFonda. You did all this hollering about everything got to be equal. Now, he said everything 50-50, but he's still going to be the man of the house.
Okay, I appreciate that. That's what he's supposed to be, the man of the house. He not going to run everything. He can be the man.
Okay, LaFonda, let me ask you.
What up?
When somebody say they the man of the house, what is that definition?
Yeah,
the only thing you mean is
I've heard a whole bunch of different definitions of man of the house.
You want the whole definition right now?
Yeah, I want the whole
definition. Yeah, let's
go. When I sit up there, when I look, he do what you need him to do. He sit up there, pay all them bills, went up in there. He go to work every fucking
that's
day.
That's no problem. Like,
pay a bill one more time.
Exactly.
Y'all
got to
stop being rude.
Wait, baby, didn't give me no fucking chance.
I'm sorry.
I said, you pay all them bills in that house. Your money is your money. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, so therefore, all I ask you to do is not every now and then. Every night, I mean, shit, if you cook me some fucking catfish every now and then or something, goddamn. You know what I'm saying?
My dad, she want to cook it for you, baby.
I mean, baby, look, I'll tell you what I'm saying.
Come on home. She want to cook it for you.
You going to cook for me?
Yeah, most definitely.
Ooh, give me your number then. You show me how far we going to go with it then.
You know what? Hold on. All right, everybody hold on. Give me 30 seconds. Let me do something right quick.
Man, please don't play no one more of them long songs.
For real,
nah,
now,
man.
I thought I was in frame of wheels.
No, no, no. This what we do on Sin City.
That's all good.
You trying
man.
To get, you trying
I
to get your hollow
y'all
song.
Got a real show.
The whole song, though?
We gonna set the move for you. Jay, you ready? I mean, Lamar, you ready?
Yeah, hit me with the best shot now.
All right, Lamar. Give me your best game, man. Go ahead. You got the flow. It's your show right now.
It's my show.
Go.
No,
motherfucker. Nigga, I don't want no show. Look, I'm trying to catch up with Shorty. I'm sitting up there like, what's going on with you, though, boo?
I'm cool. How old are you?
Oh, I'm 31. Where you from, though?
I'm from Gary, of course.
From Gary. I'm from Gary, so if you're from Gary or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? That means whatnot, you need to come over to my crib, like, right now.
I don't live in Gary. That's where I'm from. You asked where I was from, not where I live.
Okay, well, where you at right now, though?
I'm in Speedway, Indiana.
What the fuck is that at?
Outside of Indianapolis.
Outside of Indianapolis? No, I can't even go that far, but shit. And once you make that run, So when we gonna make that move or whatever though?
If it's meant, we'll make it happen. How about that?
No, it ain't meant. Your name is what again?
Selena, you can't even remember my name. So how you want me?
Oh, man, baby.
You probably forgot your wife's name. Is that why she asked the food?
You know what? I ain't having fun enough. I don't need to know my wife's name right now. The only name I need to know is yours.
Okay.
The only name I need to know is yours. Like I said, I don't
what
need
is
to know.
It? What's my name?
Selena, right?
That is.
Thank you. Like I said, so that's what I'm saying. So we're going to make this happen right here. Like I said, then you're going to see what a real motherfucker man do. You just make sure that you act like a real woman, right?
I'm a real woman, 24/7.
Okay, and that's what it need to be. How fine is you?
You said what?
How fine is you? Tell me you at least, tell me you at least a 7.
I'm in a league of my own. I can't really tell you that.
That's
your opinion. That's everybody's
opinion,
you know.
Yeah, but it's all good, though. Like I said, I'm going to leave them all, too. Like I said, so what we going to do, you're going to come down here. You're going to come to the Willows in Gary. You're going to come to my crib or whatnot. We're going to sit back, lay low, have a little drink, you know what I'm saying? And everything going to be cool. That's all right with you?
I don't drink, honey.
You don't drink?
No.
Okay, well you're going to sit back and watch me drink, and we still going to have a good conversation.
All right.
So that's what's up.
That's what's up.
When this right here don't happen, you know what I'm saying? It sounds like you got up to date.
All right. Catch you in the wind.
No, ain't no fucking wind. I mean, it sounds like we got up to date, you know what I'm saying? You let me know what we going to do today.
You sound very familiar.
I sound familiar.
The more you talk, you sound so familiar.
But you know what, though? Our bullshit should hide, though. Like I said, we're going to make this happen anyway. It don't matter how I sound. Like I said, as long as you just be here at my destination, right?
I got you.
Over there. Like I said, you're going to see what the fuck a real man's supposed to do, right? If you get to that level, though. Like I said, I ain't going to lie to you. You got to get to the level first. All right.
Hold on, Lamar. Hold on for a second, brother.
Ahead,
all right, Selena, are you feeling Lamar?
Huh?
Are you feeling Lamar, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna put y'all in the private room for about 5 minutes, and y'all can do what y'all do. Because we got to move on with the show. All
right.
All right, dog. Take it over, man.
My man.
Oh, man. God damn.
Oh, wow.
I got the little room.
Oh,
another successful hookup in Sin City.
You know what I mean?
God damn. All right, well, check
this
out.
That's why we better than Facebook.
Exactly. Fuck Facebook. Come to SinCity.Spruce.com. We get Sin in on now. Chat room going on live.
Facebook breaks you up, Sin City hooks you up.
Hey, I like that. Hey, I want to holler at my man Jay for a second. Jay, still with us, dog?
What's good, man?
All right, now check this out, man. All right, now, you heard all the bickering and the commotion going on here, man. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? We had topics like this every week, man. Everybody trying to get it in, you know what I'm saying? Since you knew him, man, is there anything in particular you want to get off the chest, anything you want to holler about, any type of scenarios going on that you just like, you know what, let me just air this shit out.
Well, you know what I'm saying? My thing is, I mean, to like the last, you know, same conversation, I mean, is that, you know, what I was trying to say is that, you know, woman needs to know her role, period, and the man needs to know his, you know what I'm saying? And if the woman can complete her role, then, I mean, of course, you got to hit the bricks, period. You know, especially if you got a man paying all the bills and everything else in the book.
Okay, Jay, let me ask you a question. Okay, you say mm-hmm. you're paying all the bills. Okay, what exactly is a woman's role in your eyes?
Woman's role in my eyes, I'm saying, period. I mean, you know, if you know your man out there all day, every day, working hard, sweating out all day, at least have a meal ready for the man, you know what I'm saying? And I don't give a hell if it's a damn peanut butter jelly sandwich ready in the refrigerator. You know, to me, the man needs to come home, sit back and relax, you know what I'm saying? It's a nice, clean house. You know, if you got any kids taken care of, you know what I'm saying, dinner ready, shit like that, you know. I mean, a waiting man should come home after just clean up or do whatever.
Okay. Now, Jay, let me ask you, what if the woman works also? How do we balance that off?
That's fine. 9 times out of 10, I mean, me, personally, I say, 9 times out of 10, the men always, you know what I'm saying, work late hours, maybe 2 jobs. You know what I'm saying? She works also. If she get off early enough, you know what I mean, do what you need to do, take care of the crib. Now, of course, vice versa. If the men get off early than the woman, then, of course, you flip the role. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That makes it 50-50. You flip it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But once you flip it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this should work out just fine because both roles are being played.
Right. I can respect that. Now, here's my thing now, and I'm going to ask this to the lady. I'm going to ask this to Wanda.
Yes.
Now, all right, check this out. I work, you work. You have
mm-hmm.
more of a white collar. You got more of a white collar job. I have more of a blue collar job. I mean, which means my job is way more physical than yours.
Are you
still
about that?
Huh?
I'm an RN, honey. Yeah, my job is way more physical than yours.
Oh, Lafonda, why are you taking everything personal?
I'm just saying.
We hypothetically speaking, man. I'm asking you a question. Hypothetically speaking, I didn't say your job wasn't more physical than mine. I'm just saying if the scenario came up, if the scenario came up and my job was more blue collar, yours was more white collar. I mean, do you feel like okay? I mean, do you feel like okay? Still at this point, I should just, you know what I'm saying? I still need to come home and do what I gotta do. Or like, okay, I know he done worked his ass off. You know what I'm saying? He done lifted and pulled and carried and tugged all damn day. You know what I'm saying? Do you feel like you still? I still should just be like, okay, well, you know, well, I work too. Is that your MO? Well, I work too.
No, not really. Yes and no. It depends on who I'm in a relationship with. And that's just being real truthful. If I feel like you don't appreciate me to the fullest, of course you're not going to get the good treatment. You're going to get exactly what you get me. But if I have a good man, I know he's working hard. When he come home, he going to have home because he is. He might even have a bath for the ring.
That's what's up. Okay,
Janine.
But at the same time, too, though, I mean, if now, you just said, depends on what, if he's a good man or whatever. I mean, if you were a bad motherfucker anyway, you shouldn't even be with him.
That's true. But sometimes you settle for less because you think you deserve less. And it's not saying, it might be something wrong with your self-esteem, but sometimes.
I gotta ask a question before. You've been hurt bad before, haven't you?
You said what?
I said, you've been hurt really bad because you are like, you're so, I mean, you got your guards up with everything.
I said the same shit. I mean, nigga, guards, man, the fuck up. For real, she got a big-ass shield on.
I mean, we've all been hurt to some point. I've been hurt before,
yeah,
too.
But
you've
been hurt, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
I mean,
let's keep it real. Since we putting it out there, let's keep it real. I've had some happen to me that probably nobody else up in here has. So.
No, what I'm saying is this, though. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get you to let your guard down, though. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Some motherfuckers is up way too high. You got, like, two shields and shit on you right now.
You have to. Yeah. Because I'm protecting myself. I'm not going to let nobody break my heart.
You ain't supposed to. You know what I'm saying?
What is your definition of a real man? I mean, what do you expect from a man in the household on your 50-50 things?
I expect a man to treat me the same way I treat him. The same way I treat him is I expect him to treat me the same way. The same way I hold you down, got your back no matter what, you should have mine. I don't expect
you
to pay all the bills.
You know what, LaFonda, I agree with you 100% on what you just said. That's a true statement. You should expect the same thing. You really should.
That's right.
Now,
you
said,
I don't need nobody.
I don't agree with, but I agree with that one.
Woo!
Just playing. I'm just playing.
But what you
don't
need is a man that keeps on coming in the house every day talking about how much they paying bills, though, now.
Exactly.
That's what you know. You're going to run into some of them, too, that's going to make sure that you know that he's paying them bills all day long. And who wants to hear that shit?
I'm going to tell him if I can pay
that's
him,
why your
ass don't want me to.
Right.
Hold on.
And that's when that nigga goes and sits on the table for your ass instead of a home for real.
Wait a minute, Lamar, on that comment, I just wanted to say, but if the man wouldn't complain if you was doing the business that you had to do. If you was taking care of the household, that man wouldn't have nothing to complain or throwing
the
face on the floor. A man don't throw nothing in the face.
Sure,
he feel like
on this land, on the private line with me, because I said I pay bills.
No, this wasn't for you, honey. I said, or you have those guys that's going to always hold it over your head. Now, I didn't throw that at you, but if the shoe fit, so that's what I'm saying. See, I'm saying if you come in the house every day like, man, why you ain't got no food cooked? I done work 18 hours every day. I pay this, I pay that. Then, you know, if you coming in like that, of course you're not going to, you know.
No,
it happens.
Baby, look,
I've seen it.
Look.
No, I'm saying I've seen it happen. So I'm just saying you got some of those out there, too.
You got some out there. But look, boo, I wear 10 and a half. I would not go out there and buy a motherfucking man. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, so I don't run this over your head.
Can I
you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying or whatnot is I'm just letting you know when I do that, what I do,
right.
I do.
Lamar,
like I said, so do your part.
Lamar.
Yeah. What
the fuck did that just say?
And the same way you saying that she's got her guards up, honey, you got your guards up, too, because you're getting kind of offended every time somebody says something. You know what I'm saying?
I am never offended. That's what I said. That's why you're going to come to Gary, and we're going to talk.
Lamar, I got to know what the fuck that meant, man. I'm really trying to figure out what the fuck did that 10 and a half and 9 shit mean. What the fuck did that chest mean, man?
What it meant or what not was, like I said, I wear a 10 and a half shoe. Like I said, I'm not about to sit up there and go out there and buy a fast fucking left. So, therefore, I ain't going to settle for less on the female or no motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, bullshit. You know what I'm saying? The
and
bullshit right there, bullshit is nothing.
You married the chick that you getting a divorce from.
But, I am divorced. I am divorced. You don't want, you going to come out here when you going to see me. I am divorced.
That ain't even me talking while you playing. That ain't me talking, honey. And we never confirmed that, smart ass.
No. You know what? Put it back on the private line. Please put it back on the private line.
No, private line.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Everybody hold on for a second. Everybody, let's slow down. I got a question. Now, I think if a man been working 18 hours and he don't got nothing to eat, I think he do have a right to ask, why the fuck I ain't got nothing to eat? He has that right.
You're right.
And I ain't talking about no damn hot dog.
You're right, but if you said 20 times, remember that little plate Kelly brought upstairs to me? To Suge. That's what the fuck you have, Suge. Now, nobody want to hear that every day. Remember that little plate Mr. May for Suge? That's how your meal be looking, fucking with me.
Hold on.
Coming in the house.
That's what's up. I think I like you.
You like me now, you're going to love me later.
No.
God damn it. Lamar, your ass. All right, now. Selena, I got to ask you a question.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Now, what the fuck? I mean, if the man to work 18 hours, now he don't got a right to ask that question.
He do, but I'm saying I know every day. And how he know the damn plate ain't in the oven? Just go look around for stuff before you come watch me and come back.
Now, hold on.
Or smell something.
You know what the fuck we mean. You mean if there ain't no damn food there. Now, if there ain't no food there, if the plate in the microwave or something like that, that's something totally different. But I'm talking about... I didn't get off work. I didn't do the double.
I'm tired.
And you gonna tell me you gonna spit my shit because I asked you where my food at?
I didn't say I was gonna spit in it. I would never spit in nobody's food. Hell no. Nah. I got more talents than that shit. Why would I use my spit?
I'll tell you what, Selena, I'm gonna let you on a little secret, sweetheart.
What?
If I just did a double, I came home. I have no food. This is what you need to do, okay?
Why y'all always whipping out the damn sirens on me, though?
This would be some ass whooping going on in the house. I ain't got nothing to eat.
No,
after 18
but let me
hours.
Tell you something. I'm not a fast food person. So when you come in my house, I'm gonna always be cooking. I have kids. So I'm not a fast food quick type chick. I was born to cook or whatever. But what I'm saying is, don't nobody want to hear that every day. I'm saying it's like an everyday thing. Of course, if a man's gonna work a double, he'll have something to eat at the crib. Shit, don't be jumping down my throat now.
All right, now I just gotta ask one more question. I'm gonna leave it alone, Selena. If you cooked already, I would not have asked that question.
But you could have had a bad day of work. I don't smell nothing. Goddamn, I didn't work 18 hours, and you're going to have shit flying at your head.
Because you should have already cooked.
That's what I'm saying. If you just walk, you ain't listening. You're not listening. I said if you walk through the door without even barely taking your coat off, you don't know what's in the kitchen cooking. I'm saying I've seen somebody walk in the house, food was done, he didn't know. So he had a bad day at work and just went beyond talking about what he done did, what he done paid for. You see what I'm saying?
But
this was like on a daily basis, and I used to feel so sorry for that girl, just wishing he was my man. Shit, so I could show her what the hell to do with him and his mouth. Nah.
Hey, man, you wishing your girl's man was your man?
Hell yeah, so he wouldn't be coming in the house yelling what the hell he done paid for and how many hours he done worked. He going to shut up and look for his food. Shit.
Lamar, did you hear that?
I don't care. Yeah, Lamar, did you hear it?
Yeah, but the kid don't agree with me.
I'm never biting my tongue when it comes to
me. And I ain't gonna bite my tongue neither. You know what? Jump on the highway. I'm in Gary, Indiana, right off Clark Road. All you gotta do is just drive your ass on down here, and you gonna see what kind of nigga I am.
Okay.
We gonna have fun.
All right.
Ooh, we gonna have fun.
Selena. This is what Lamar really trying to say.
I know. He's trying
to keep it cool. But
right.
this is what he really meant to say.
I'm gonna be everything to you.
Why are you gonna do that, y'all?
So everything I tell you to do is
for the best. That's for real though.
I play too much.
No,
I'm just saying, y'all took it to a whole different thing, and I was just trying to tell y'all, you know, everybody wants to turn sirens and shit on.
Janine, you off quiet tonight, sweetheart. What's going on? How you doing?
I'm fine.
How's that schoolwork going?
It's going. I got two more weeks. It's going.
Two
on.
More weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm jumping on the highway.
It's crazy as hell.
I just want to get that out there.
Oh, okay.
So you in school, boo?
Yeah, I'm in school. I'm almost done.
What you going for?
My master's in business administration.
Get it, girl.
A master's. Y'all hear a master's.
Get it.
Hey, shit. Hey, I told you, man. Look, when she comes to the Willow, she don't even know it yet, though.
If I tell you that ain't me again, I'm going to swing on you.
What the fuck is that?
That ain't me.
You got to work on your voices, dog. You got to work on the voices, man. You got to work on the voices.
No, I know. That's why he had so much trouble in his house.
I tell you what. Look, you going to come out. Hey, you going to come to Gary to swing on each other?
Yeah.
That's what's up. I like that shit, though. Come out here and swing on me.
Oh, I was just saying, I ain't finished. If I got to fight you, I can't fuck with you.
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about come swing on me. You can't bullshit you tonight. You can have a good time afterwards. Shit, I don't bite my motherfucking tongue either.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Okay.
Don't bite
Lord. Bro. Be careful
don't
with
bite
your
Lord.
Aim,
Lord. That's what's up, and I'm not bullshitting.
Don't bite
like
Lord.
You come out here to Gary when I look. Yeah, I mean, what else am I supposed to be?
I don't know.
I tell you what, you know what? Look, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to give you my head number right now, and then we're going to get off this fucking air, and we're going to talk personally. So you call me at 1-219-680-6601. Write it down.
680-1219-680-6601.
I'll let y'all find me, man. Y'all niggas be easy.
Okay.
Hey, Lamar, before you go, dog.
My name? You remember my name?
You about to call me, so I know I'm going to talk to y'all. I know your name. You about to call me in a few minutes, right?
No, I said
all you got to do is get off the radio station or whatnot and just call my phone, and everything going to be all love, for real.
I got you. 661.
So you off the land right now, right? I'm about to hear this little comment that you got to say or whatnot. And like I said, you off the land already, though. You off the land right now.
2-9-6-8-0-6-6-0-1.
Oh, motherfucker.
You're not
going to
take nobody off
the land. You're going to kick me off the land. I'm not kicking you off the land. I ain't doing that. What I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, shit, you about to make this phone call, man. You about to talk for real. What's up? Hey, what's up, though, with y'all, though? What y'all doing?
You
We're going to hang up on your ass. That's what the fuck we doing.
Right. Hey, I love y'all, man. Look, thank y'all for having me on the show. She's been a blast, but look, she about to call me right now.
Yeah. Okay, Lamar.
All right, then. It's been a wrap. All
right, we got my man. We got my man Jay back. My man Jay. Jay, is this you?
Yeah, this is me, man.
All right, welcome back, man.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had a promoter to call, so I had to take that call.
Ain't nothing, man. All right, we got Lamar off the line, so shit.
Yeah,
Hey,
Jay, let me ask you a question, man. I mean, you wasn't on the show last night, but do you think men should be allowed to go to the sex toy parties that women get?
Hell no.
I'm talking. Selena, hold on.
I'm sorry, my back. Hell no.
Would you go to a party, Jay? Let's say your woman having a party. Let's say your woman having a sex toy party. Y'all live together. You at the crib. She's like, baby, I'm about to have a party. You can stay or you can go. Which one are you going to do? You going to stay and check it out or you bouncing?
Man, it all depends what they got planned. You know what I'm saying? Because they be doing some freaky shit at the parties.
That's
what I heard. Have you ever been to one?
Okay.
No, but I definitely heard about them. You know,
okay,
and anybody got an old lady that goes to them parties, this might
right.
be an old lady, but going to come back somebody's lady.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Let me ask.
Hell no.
Jay, hold on.
What up?
Selena, damn, baby.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hey. I'm sorry. I'm talking to somebody else, but okay. Go ahead.
Jay, let me ask you something now. Me and Father Time, man, the reason that he asked you this question is because we was thinking. This is our mindset. Sex parties, I mean those sex toy parties, they wild. You know what I'm saying? They demonstrating shit. I mean, them parties get pretty wild. You know what I'm saying? But now us as men, we be like, nah, we don't want to go. But then I'm thinking to myself, well, why the fuck wouldn't we go? You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't we go? That's the wildest shit. I mean, you got motherfuckers demonstrating dildos, putting cream and motherfucking all that, you know, shit. They going to need a crash test dummy there. Why not us?
Right. You know what I'm saying? And be honest with you, I wouldn't mind going. I mean, hey, I'm a freaky motherfucker too. Going to get put under my ass, but I mean,
exactly.
The rest of the shit. The rest of the shit, I mean, hell, you can vibrate on a woman too. Shit, hey, I like to get the reaction too.
That's my point, Jay. That's the point I'm trying to make. Why don't we go? I mean, because soon as somebody say, hey, well, I'm going to a sex toy party, the first thing we say is, hell no, we ain't going. But then, I mean, the thought process is like, God damn. That's a freaking that sex toy
And actually, I'm glad you said it, because one day I'm going to reverse the road. Like, hell yeah, I want to go. And see what she say
right. then. Now, hold on. Hold on, Jay. Now, I was told if we go to a sex toy party, we're gay.
Yeah, we were told that last night.
That's what I was told last night. Now, my point is, if you think I'm gay, leave me in there with your girlfriends. And they're going to show you how gay I am.
You know what I'm saying?
Walk your ass out. Say you leaving. you're going to find out how gay I am because your girlfriend going to be like, girl. And yeah, he helped us out a little bit.
So what they do, man, they try to tell us we gay to prevent us from going. That's all that is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, but like I said, I'm glad you said something. Next time I'm gonna say, hell yeah, I'm going, and I'm gonna get that reaction.
What say? That's that Jedi mind trick shit, huh?
You know how they tell us? You know what I'm saying? How come you don't invite us to your friend's party? How come you don't invite me to your? No. How come you don't invite me to the sex toy party?
Right.
Just invite me.
Uh-oh.
Probably gonna say no anyway, but still invite me. Right. Just invite me. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. But see, we hear it all, though. We hear it all when we don't invite them somewhere. They tell us men want to be with our guys or whatever.
That's true. That's very true. who you with, who there, what y'all doing.
Exactly. We watching a goddamn game.
Blowing the phone up.
Yeah, so I'm here. I think that's just being insecure on the woman's part. Jay, you new, so I'm gonna ask you a few things, and I just want to see where you at.
Okay, this is a topic that we've talked about this a few times. Now, if you're married, do you have a problem with your wife going through your phone?
Yeah, I do.
You would have a problem with your wife, even though y'all married.
Yeah, I
would. Thank you, Jay.
Okay, now tell me why, Jay. Tell me why.
Well, first of all, I'm saying I believe in space, period. You know what I'm saying? And if I'm not checking your phone, not checking your purse, not, you know what I'm saying, going behind you, don't do the, you know what I'm saying, don't check my shit either. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's just me, it's out of respect. No, if you got respect for a person, you wouldn't do it.
Okay, now Jay, let me ask you one question, Jay. Are you kin to Cass? Cousins or brothers or something?
No,
y'all sound just alike right now.
No.
Go ahead and make your point.
That's just real niggas talking, dog. I keep telling you that. That's just real niggas talk, man. Ain't nobody gonna go through all this shit. I mean, I'm still Jay. I'm not gonna do it, dog.
Yeah.
But you're not gonna do me neither.
I agree with y'all 100%.
That's real insecure on your part.
I don't think that got nothing to do with insecurity. But we ain't gonna get off into it, dog. I'm gonna let Jay finish making his point.
That is a little bit of a little bit. To me, that is a little bit of insecurity because first of all, I mean, you know what I mean, and it don't matter if the guy or the woman cheat or doing whatever. But see, this is called personal space. You got to have personal space in the relationship.
And
respect for that person. You know what I'm saying? And if it is the case, if he's doing something, she's doing something, you know, they used to always say, if you look,
you're
going to find something that you don't want to know.
Exactly. My point exactly.
Do that.
Let it go.
Do that.
Ain't nobody in this world perfect. So,
exactly.
I mean, if you keep trying to find faults on somebody, you're going to find them.
Okay, let me make one quick point. All right, this is for Kaz. Jay, don't take this personal, brother. Don't take this personal, okay? What I'm about to say, I don't want you to take personal, all right? For Wick, Kaz, and Jay, for me to y'all.
Fuck all y'all.
Hey Jay, that's what we do, man. We just try to have fun, dog.
Hey,
don't take them personal, man.
I'm a real nice nigga, man, for real.
But
I like
Jay,
real shit. Can't keep it real, then I'll holler at me.
Now, what it is, he's the only man on the show who feel like he needs to go through his woman's phone.
It's not a need. It's about we shouldn't have no secrets. We're married. We're husband and wife. We shouldn't
but
have any secrets.
But that's her phone. But it's
personal
her phone.
Space. It's personal space. That's what it is.
It's still personal space. Correct.
Right.
Right.
Maybe that's why I'm divorced.
Probably right.
And I'm checking all that shit. I ain't gonna even lie. I'm checking it all.
Oh my God! You're looking, you gonna find.
I want to find something. That's why I'm looking.
Let me ask you
this question.
If you do find something, because you snooping around and looking, can you handle this shit? That's why I'm divorced.
That's exactly why I found some shit. I looked and I found some shit. That's exactly why I'm doing it. And that's just keeping it real with you, dog.
Yeah.
By the time this wears, so why look?
Because if I wouldn't look, I'd still be stuck in the same situation. You see what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this question, though. Let me ask you this question, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you looked and found.
Mm-mm.
What was you doing?
Hey, man, I was 100% faithful. That's no lie. I was 100% faithful. She stepped out. And I found out and we got divorced. I was hurt, but we still got a divorce.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Let me ask you this. Last week, we touched on the topic about understanding. I mean, well, we talked about what's that one word that we need in a relationship.
Right.
Man, and like I was telling you then, man, I mean, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes.
But go ahead.
Shut the fuck up. We all make mistakes, man. I mean, I done made mistakes to people. People done made mistakes to me. I mean, if you walk around with every time somebody makes a mistake, I mean, that's not to say that that person, I mean, some people fuck up. I mean, sometimes you just got to look deep down. You're looking for perfection. That's not going to happen. Perfection is not going to happen. You got people with gadgets.
I know ain't nobody perfect out there, dog. Anybody younger than me is not perfect. I understand that. I'm the last perfect specimen on the planet. I understand that. So I'm not looking for perfection. I'm just looking for, somebody that can meet me halfway.
Jay, we have a lot of bullshit on this show, too.
Yeah, right.
We got a lot of bullshit on this show, as you can see. I mean, perfection is not, I mean, you can't look at it and be like, okay, well, this is what I like. This is what I like.
DJ,
who the hell is singing?
You got to go right in your room. Let's go on my store in that room.
Yeah, that's more back than what the hell I had, and I'm dressed. I think I found it. Okay. All right, man. Go ahead.
Remember, man, you used to live together.
Yeah. How can I forget that, dude? Remember I caught you in the mirror rubbing on your chest? I caught him rubbing on his chest, man, rubbing a nipple with his finger, smiling at himself. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
That was a good one. I set myself up for that. All right. But
yeah, you left yourself wide open, man. I had to take it.
Yeah, I left myself wide open. You remember that time, and I know you told me not to bring the name up, but I just got to. You remember that time?
Hey, man, let's talk about that off air, man.
No, I mean, ain't nothing bad. No, I'm just saying. Remember when you took the Kool-Aid pitcher in the room with you?
Yeah,
with
I remember.
No cup? You think I really wanted to touch that Kool-Aid pitcher after that?
Yeah, all right.
Do you really think I want to touch that Kool-Aid pitcher after that?
I'm not sure. I don't even remember what we did with the pitcher, to be honest with you, dog.
Exactly. The door was closed, so I had no idea what y'all did with that pitcher.
I don't even remember, man.
All I know is you had a half a pitcher Kool-Aid with no cup.
Well, shit, somebody was the Kool-Aid man or the Kool-Aid woman.
That's correct.
There you go.
There you go.
You never know. Oh, hold on, man. Let me make a public announcement, man. Michelle, I know you listening. Don't believe shit he's saying right now. I don't know what he's talking about no Kool-Aid pictures, none of that. This is just jokes. Okay, that's my public service announcement.
Now she want to come in and say something.
Because I can make a public service announcement.
Hold
I had to get
on,
ready
man.
For work.
How you doing, Michelle?
I'm good.
Don't believe nothing you say, okay?
Okay.
It's just jokes. He's playing.
Michelle, I've been in Trim for over 30 years. I can tell you everything you want to know.
I'd rather
Don't
hear
believe.
From him.
There you go. See? Ha. Yeah.
Well, I don't have no problem with that, but I ain't lying about that Kool-Aid picture.
I don't know what he's talking about, Michelle. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't even know why he's bringing this kind of stuff up on the radio anyway.
Because my
man,
point
he,
is that...
Leave Grandpa Freeman alone.
We about to be like Lamar and Selena, man. I'm about to take you to the private room so we can holler.
No,
you
my point
is... with Grandpa Freeman.
Hey, man. No.
All right, dog. Go ahead.
Hey, would you give me some flyers to take to school with me so I can pass them out?
I surely will.
Okay, because I made a couple of copies for a couple of people who saw your flyer, and there might be some extra people listening to the show tonight.
Okay, see, that's what's up. That's love. That's what's cracking.
How y'all evening going?
Huh?
Say, how's y'all
it's going
evening
real.
Going? Oh, okay.
It's going real good, and hey, we greatly appreciate that, Michelle.
Oh, no problem.
No doubt.
Greatly appreciate that. All right, y'all,
we coming down to the last of the show, so y'all know how we do. Wick, you got any last words, bro?
Much love to Sin City. Always a blast, fellas. Heist.
All right, dog. Jay, you got any last words for the show, brother?
Not really, man. It's enjoying you guys for the first time. I see you guys keep it real. I will be tuning back in.
All right, man. We do it every Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Appreciate that, dog.
You there with it, man.
All right, Michelle, you came in kind of late, but you got any last words for us, sweetheart?
No, everybody have a good night and be safe.
Okay, you too.
You got any last words, dog?
Hold on, Wiz. You need to come back on. We got to let her get our last words here.
Yeah, I saw she had her dropped us. That damn Boost phone again.
I don't have no Boost phone.
Oh. You got like 20 numbers, so I know one of them got to be a Boost.
No, it's not. I called back to my last word. No, it's not Virgin Mobile either.
Hey, I got a Virgin Mobile, motherfucker. Don't be tripping.
You got your last words for us, Janine?
I had fun. I enjoyed myself. I will talk to y'all next week.
All right. Are you can last words for the dog?
Yeah, man. SinCity.Spruce.com. SinCity.Spruce.com. Hit us up, man. We in the chat room. We kick it. We love to have fun, man. Hey, we love doing what we doing, man. Hey, kick it with your boys. Be sure to make a page on that, too.
Check us out, Jay. We got our own website, dog. SinCity.Spruce.com. Check us out, man. We appreciate you calling, man. We love first-time callers, man. So don't be no stranger to the show, dog.
You better them up, man.
All right, y'all. We out of here. Let me see what I'm going to leave y'all with. I'm going to leave y'all with some Tyrese. That's my guy. Peace, y'all, next week.
Oh, give me.
other day, I would play it cool, but I can't now, cause I want you. See, I'm hooked on how you affect your style, and I wanna talk for a little while. I never really seen your type, but I must admit that I kinda like. So maybe if you have the time, we can talk about you being mine. Would you be mine? Stop you from making